A peacefire coach minister needs more than tools. Tools matter. Session maps, intake forms, safety language, referral directories, and worksheets all help create a responsible practice. But the minister's character is also part of the ministry. Topic 10 focuses on becoming the kind of practitioner who can serve people in conflict without being consumed by the conflict. There are four marks that especially matter. The first mark is humility. Humility means the minister does not need to be the smartest person in the room. Humility asks questions before giving conclusions. Humility admits limits. Humility says, this may be beyond my role, or we may need another kind of support here. In peacefire ministry, humility protects people. The second mark is faith. Faith means the minister believes God is present and active even when the conflict is unresolved. Faith does not deny pain. Faith does not call evil good. Faith does not guarantee reconciliation. But faith trusts that Christ can form obedience, wisdom, courage, repentance, endurance, and love in the middle of painful circumstances. Faith also frees the minister from outcome control. The peacefire coach minister can serve faithfully without pretending to control another person's heart. The third mark is love. 1 Corinthians 13 describes love as patient and kind. It does not envy, boast, dishonor others, or keep a record of wrongs. This kind of love is not sentimental. It is strong. It tells the truth. It protects the vulnerable. It does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. In conflict ministry, love refuses two common errors. Love refuses harshness that uses truth as a weapon. Love also refuses avoidance that calls passivity peace. A peacefire coach minister learns to hold truth and tenderness together. The fourth mark is the desire to please God. 2 Corinthians 5 says that believers make it their aim to please the Lord. This is deeply important for conflict practitioners. In a difficult session, the minister may be tempted to please the client, please the other party, please a church leader, please a family system, or please their own need to feel useful. But the deepest question is not, did everyone like me? The question is, was I faithful before God? A peacefire coach minister may sometimes disappoint people by refusing to gossip, refusing to take sides too quickly, refusing to pressure unsafe reconciliation, refusing to exceed the ministry role, or insisting on referral when danger is present. That kind of faithfulness requires courage, humility, faith, love, and the desire to please God form the inner foundation of a peacefire coach minister. These marks keep the practice from becoming a platform for control, pride, rescue, or approval seeking. As you build your peacefire ministry practice, do not only ask, what services will I offer? Also ask, who am I becoming as I offer them? The Lord is not merely launching a practice through you. He is forming Christ in you.